So next, I want to talk about the abstract that won the award for the best investigator-initiated abstract, and that was presented by Myrthe Jongsma from the Erasmus Medical University Center in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And she talked about how infliximab is how it works in pediatric Crohn's disease patients, and whether an approach, a top-down infliximab, would be better than a step-up approach in kids with Crohn's disease. So to this end, they took 97 patients and they randomized them one-to-one to top down or step up. And this is the first ever direct comparison between these two approaches. So that's pretty important for practice. Anyway, the patients were ages 3 to 17, and they had new onset, untreated Crohn's disease with a Crohn's disease activity index of greater than 40. So when we say top down, what they did, that treatment consisted of 5 infliximab infusions of 5 milligrams per kilogram, spread over the first 22 weeks, and they combined that with azathioprine. And after 5 infusions, infliximab was stopped. So the step up treatment, on the other hand, consisted of induction therapy with exclusive enteral nutrition or oral prednisone combined with azathioprine as a maintenance treatment. In both groups, infliximab could be used, could be restarted after the end of those induction therapy. The primary endpoint was sustained clinical remission at week 52 without the need for additional therapy or surgery. Secondary endpoints were the 10-week data. And after 52 weeks, significantly more patients did meet the primary endpoint, and they were in clinical remission in the top-down group. So that was 44% of them. And in the step-up group, only 17% reached that clinical remission. So that's a p-value of 0.004, highly significant. But the data was actually already becoming pretty clear at week 10, because significantly more top-down patients, 61% of them, than step-up patients, that was versus 39% of them, were in clinical remission already at that point. And that's significant as well. So as far as endoscopic remission rates at week 10, they were also higher in the top-down group at almost 60%, and in the step-up group, only 17%. So the fecal calprotectin levels of less than 250 micrograms per gram were also more frequent in the top-down group. So pretty much everything was showing that the top-down group was superior to the step-up in approach in children with Crohn's disease. And the authors kind of advised at the end to start infliximab directly after diagnosis in the moderate to severe pediatric Crohn's disease patients.